ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Ches. We'll begin at the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara of there brings Amar Rava Amar of Nachmin. Shchiv Mirash Amar Yidar Pliny Bebeis Ze Yoicho Pliny Peiris Dekal Ze Loy Amar Klum. Ach Yoimer Tznu Beis Ze Lepliny Yidar Boy Tznu Dekal Ze Lepliny Yoicho Peirisov. In the case where the Shechiv Merah just said that Pliny should live in my house, or Pliny should eat the pears of my dekel, the other thing is that the kinyan is not chal. The Hemshach Gemara gets into a discussion of Milsa de Isa Babari Isa b'Shechiv Merah, de Lesa Babari Lesa b'Shechiv Merah. That which matna Shechiv Merah is chal ba'amiro without a Maisa kinyan. This is only in the case where a Bari, if he does a Maisa kinyan, it would work. So the Chiddush of Shechiv Merah is that even without a Maisa kinyan, it also works. Or do we say that it's possible that a mira of a Shechiv Merah is even better than a kinyan of a bari? Even in a case where a kinyan of a bari does not work, it's possible that the mira of a Shechiv Merah does work. Al kapanim, in this case of yider pliny bebeis zeh or yoichel pliny peres dekel zeh, it's pasha to the Gemara that if a bari would do a maisa kinyan, it would not be chal. Therefore, the Gemara gets into a discussion whether Shechiv Merah ba'amira could be better than a bari with a kinyan. And why is it that in these two cases, where a person tells someone else that you should live in my house, or you should eat the pears of my dekel, so even if you would do a maisa kinyan, it would not be chal by a bari. So the Rashbam over here explains that the two cases really have two different reasons. The case of yider pliny bebeis zeh, the Rashbam explains, the pshat is because dira ein b'imamish. The dwelling in a house is not something tangible which could be chal with a kinyan. As the Rashbam explains behemshech, if you would say bayis loder boy, instead of saying yider pliny bebeis zeh, there it is shaykh to be chal with a kinyan. The pshat is because in that case he's giving an actual kinyan in the bayis. Even though it's not a full kinyan in the bayis, he doesn't necessarily have to give away all rights of the house. He could say, I'm giving you my house, legabri the dira. The mekabel matana then gets a kinyan in the house, legabri certain nishtamshus. That's something which is tangible, a kinyan can be chal. However, in the case where he says, you should live in my house, he's just telling the plenty to do an action, to do a pu'ula. That's something which is not tangible, and a kinyan cannot be chal. Now, in the second case of Yechel Pliny Peres Dekel Zeh, there the Rashbam explains differently. There he says the pshat is because Ein Adam Makna Dover Shaloi Bala Olam. Even though the Dekel is in the world, but he never was Makna the Dekel to Pliny, he was only Makna the Peres Dekel, which haven't yet grown. That's something which is Loi Bala Olam, and therefore a kinyan cannot be chal. There as well, the Rashbam says, if he would have said, I'm being Makna Dekel Lipe Raisov, he's giving certain rights in the Dekel itself, there the kinyan would be able to be chal. Because the Mekabel Matana is being kind of the Dekel itself, La'inyan the Peres which will grow from the Dekel, and since the Dekel already is Ba'ilom now, the Kinyan can be Chal. Now it could be Medaik from the fact that the Rashbam did not say the same reason for the case of Peres Dekel, which he said in the first case, there he said it's Ein B'Mamish, and by Peres Dekel he did not say Ein B'Mamish. L'chare the Pshat is because the Rashbam's understanding that when he gives Pliny Peres Dekel, he's not giving the rights for a Pu'ula. It's not like the case where he tells him you could live in the house. In the case of Peres Dekel, he's not saying you could do something to the Peres, rather he's giving him the actual pri. Therefore, the Rashbam had to give a different reason that the Peres are a davar shaloi bala olam. Taisus as well, at the bottom of the Omud, in Dibar Maschol Shechiv Merah, he says the same as the Rashbam, that the two cases have two different reasons. The case of Yidar Pliny Bebei, he said the chesaron is ein bay mamish. In the case of Peres Dekel, the chesaron is ein odamakna davar shaloi bala olam. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam, we see the Rambam had a different way of understanding. He puts the two cases together, the case of Yidar Pliny Bebeis Zeh and the case of Peres Dekel, and both of them he gives the same reason. The Rambam Perichov Beis Ochos Mechira Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, Ein Adam Makna Loi Bemecher Veloi Bematono El Dover Sheyesh Beimamish, Aval Dover Sheyem Beimamish Eino Nikne. And in the next Halacha, Halacha Yud Dalet, he says, Lefikach HaMakna Lechaveray Diras Beis Zeh, he says, for both of these cases, the reason why the kinyan is not chal is because it's ein b'mamish, the diras bayis or the achilas peiros, that's not a tangible item. The only way the kinyan could be chal is if he says, that I'm being magnet to you, the gufa bayis loderboy or gufa ilon lechol peirosov. Now which the Rambam says that the problem by yoichel pliny peiros dekel zeh is that it's ein b'mamish. The Rimagash says this as well, and he explains a little bit further. His lashon is hari akinyan loy hoyo beguf habayis v'loy beguf hadekel loy beguf haperis shem gufim metzuyim ba'olam el ala achila v'al hadira hoysa akno v'ha achila v'hadira meisim heim ve'einam davar sheyesh lehem mamish ve'loi guf matzei ba'olam kedei shiyu b'toyres ha'akna. He explains because the akna over here was on a meisa, not on a tangible item, therefore the kinyan cannot be chal. Now from a dike in the Lashon of the Rimagash, we see that he says that the kinyan was not on the dekel itself or the peiros themselves, shem gufim mitzuyim ba'olam, items which were found on the world. The mashmois of that line of the Rimagash is that according to the way he explains, which as we said is also the way the Rambam explains, even if the peiros dekel would be here on the world, even if they had grown already, and even if they were off the tree, so the peiros dekel are here, still it is that the kinyan would not be chal according to the Rambam and the Rimagash, because he was not makna the item itself, rather he was makna the meisa achilo, and that's something which is aimed by mamish. So this is a clear nafkamina between the way the Rashbam and Tosis learned the Gemara, and the way the Rambam and the Rimagash learned the Gemara, according to the Rashbam and Tosis, that the chesaron by peiros dekel is because it's aina ba'olam, and if they were ba'olam, then the kinyan would be chal. According to the Rambam and the Rimagash, that in that case also the chesaron is aimed by mamish, since he meant to be makna the meisa of achilo, even if the peiros were here on the world, still the din is that the kinyan would not be chal. In the Yad Ramaz, before like this as well, in Ois Pei Dalid, he learned al derech the Rashbam and Tosfos, that in the case of Yudar Plenu B'Bayis Zeh, the chesaron is aimed by mamish, and in the case of peiros dekel, the chesaron is leibol ha'olam, and therefore he says clearly that the din is that if the peiros were ba'olam, and even if you use this lashon of Yoichol Plenu peiros dekel Zeh, the kinyan is chal. Now what is the pshat in the Rashbam and Tosfos and the Yad Ramaz as well, which as we're saying, they understand that the only chesaron in Yoichol Plenu peiros dekel Zeh is the fact that the peiros are not ba'olam. If they would be ba'olam, then the kinyan would be chal. The chor there also, he's not giving the actual peiros, which are yesh ba'mamish, he's just giving the pu'ula sachilo. The chor, the chilk you have to say is, that in the case of a house, where living in the house does not consume the house, one could live in the house, this pu'ula's dira could be done over a long period of time. There when he says the lashon of yidr playing ba'bayz zeh, we understand that he's not giving him a kinyan in the house, he's just giving over the pu'ula of dira. Mashenkin, in the case of Yoichol Plenu Peiros Dekel Zeh, the Pu'ula Sachila consumes the Pri can only be used once, there the whole chesaron is that it's Leiba La'ilam. If it would be Ba'ilam, then there would be no problem, there we would understand that he surely means to give over the Pri itself. We wouldn't say that he's only giving over the Pu'ula Sachila of the Pri, and not the Pri itself. Since the Pri gets consumed with the Achila, surely he means to give over a Kenyan in the Pri. That's why the Rashbam and Tosfos learn that the only chesaron over here is that it's loyba lo'ilam. If it was ba'ilam, then there would be no problem that he's being makna davar she'im ba'mamish. The Rambam and the Rimagash, however, apparently held that even in the case of Yoichol Peiros, still we can understand that what he means to give over is only the pu'ula sachilo and not the pri itself. That's why they say that the chesaron is that it's im ba'mamish, and as we explained according to them, even if the peiros would be ba'ilam, the kinyan would not be chal. Now mention there an interesting shaila from Rabbi Kveger. He discusses this in his Truvis, Madur Kam, on the end of Simen Kuf Mem Vav. This is brought as well in the Chedushim over here. He has a shaila according to the sheet of the Rashbam and Tosfos that the chesaron in this case of Peiros Dekel is that they're loyba lo'ilam. Rav Omer of Nachman over here says that the din is that even a shchivra who gives Peiros Dekel would also not work because of this klal called the less of a bari, less of a shchivra. Rabbi Kveger has a suffix. What happens in the case where a shchivra says, and I want to give Peiros Dekel to Pliny, and before the shchivra died, by that point already, the peiros had grown on the tree. Do we say here also there's a problem of Eino de Makna Dovash Shleiba La'ilam, since at the time he gave the Matna Shchimera, the peiros were not yet on the world? Or do we say that since at the time he died, by then the peiros had grown already, then the din is that the kinyan can be chal? And he explains his suffix, he says, since we know by a Matna Shchimera, his Amira works as a kinyan, so do we say that at the time of the Amira, it has to be that it was possible for a kinyan to be done on this item? A bari would have been able to do a regular maisa kinyan, and by a shchimra, the amir takes the place of a regular maisa kinyan. Or do you say the way this takana works, that his amir is instead of a kinyan, it's not the pshat that at the moment of the amir, we look at it as if he's doing a maisa kinyan. Rather, the way it works is, since we know that matna shchimra is not chal mechayim, it's only chal la'achar miso, if a shchimra gives a tzivoy some point before his death, as long as he was nachoizer until the point of death, so then we look at it as if at the time he dies, he's telling us where he wants his nechasim to go. In other words, it's like a long amir, which is nimshach, from the moment he said it until the point that he dies. Therefore, as long as at the moment of death, it's shayach for the kinyan to be done. Like in this case, at that point the peiros had grown already, and it would be possible for a bari to do a maisa kinyan. Therefore, the amir could work at that moment, and the mekabel matana would get the peiros. It would not be a problem of a kinyan on a davar shloi bala oilam. And Rav Kveger says, surely the pashtus would be like the first tzad. The second tzad would seem to be a chiddush. However, he brings a raya from Tosfos and Gittin daf Yudalad Amud Beis and Dibur Maschil Habishchimira, which is mashma like the second side. Now, from the Rashba over here in Eretz Sugya, it would seem that the Rashba is muchach he held like the second side of Rabbi Kuveger, because the Rashba says over here that Rav Nachman tells us Yoichel Pliny Peres Dekel Zeh Lo Yomer Klum. Rashba says it's not necessarily because Rav Nachman himself holds this is in Gemara but Matsiyah daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. Hamoicher Peres Dekel Lechaveri. Rav Nachman says Af Mishabo Lo Ilam Yochel Lachzer Boy. Rav Nachman of their paskins that a kinyan does not work on a dover shleib al oilam. The Rashba says that even if you hold that a kinyan does work on a dover shleib al oilam, like the sheet of Reb Meir, here in this case the din would still be true, since at the time the Paris came to the oilam he had died already, there everyone would agree that the kinyan is not chal. And the shaila is, why was it pashut to the Rashba that the case over here is talking about that the Paris only grew l'achar misa? Perhaps the case is talking about that after the Amira, even before he was close to dying, the Paris had already grown. And that Rav Nachman says that still the kinyan was nachal, since at the moment of the Amira it was the Dover Shleib al Oilam, and if so it would only be Rav Nachman l'shitasai, if you'd hold that a kinyan is chal on a Dover Shleib al Oilam, then the kinyan would work. Akar chal pshat is because he held like the second side of Rabbi Kuveger, even Rav Nachman would be maskim that if the Paris grew after the Amira, before he died, Rav Nachman would also be maskim that the kinyan is chal. Akar chal pshat is like the second side. Does not have to be that at the exact moment of the Amira it was shaykh to do a Maisa Kinyan on this item, even if it was only a later point, as long as before he dies, it was shaykh a Maisa Kinyan, there also the Amira could accomplish the same thing that a Kinyan would do. Now there is, however, a strong kasha on Rabbi Kveger. According to what we're saying now, this would also be a kasha on the Rashba, which Rabbi Shach and Navi Ezri asks. In Perikhes Hilchus Schiga Halacha Gerbeis, Dibur Maschil Ulam, he asks on the second side of Rabbi Kveger. According to that side, Rav Nachman over here would have to be talking about Dafka Peris, which grew la'achar Misa. If so, what is the Gemara's discussion, whether we say Milsa de Isa Babari, Isa Bishchimera, de Lesa Babari, Lesa Bishchimera, or the other side is to say that even Milsa de Lesa Babari still is Isa Bishchimera. If we're talking about Peris, which the Shchimera himself never owned them, they only grew la'achar Misa, what is the side to say that the Kinyan works? How could a person possibly give away something which he himself never owned? The whole Nidin of Dovash Leib La'ilam is, in a case, at the time a person gave away the matana, it was loy b'loylam, but at a later point he owned it. If he never ended up owning it, then obviously the original kinyan does not work. A person cannot give away something which he himself never had. This is the kasha of Rabbi Shach on the second side of Rabbi Kveger, which as we said, it's also a kasha on the Rashba. How could the Gemara have a tzad to say that in this case the matna shchimra would work? Even if milsa de lesa babari isa b'shchimra, still in this case the kinyan cannot possibly be chal if the peris only grew after he died. Now continue on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "L'meimra de savor of Nachman, milsa de isa bebari isa b'shchimira, de lesa bebari lesa b'shchimira." V'amar Rav, amar of Nachman, shchimira sh'amar tnu halva'asi l'pleini, halva'asi l'pleini. V'yafagav de lesa bebari. The Gemara asks, "From now which Rav, amar of Nachman says that a shchimira who says that the halva which someone owes me should be given over to pleini? We're talking about where it's a milva alpeh, not a milva b'shtar. Still, it is that the matana works, even though by a bari." There isn't a way to be makned to someone else, a milva alpeh. A milva bishtar we saw in the previous Amud, Kufim Zayin Amud Beis, there is a din of Mechiris Shtar Chayif. We saw over there Machlekes Rishayim, whether it's a din Dairaisa or a din Darabanon, but Akopanim, at least from Darabanon, a person can't sell a Shtar Chayif to someone else. The kinyan that is used is a Ksiva or Masira, as we discussed previously, but a milva alpeh cannot be given over bekinyan to someone else. And this more answers two terutzim. The first terutz for Papa says, Hail v'yoyosh yorsha. Since a milva alpeh can be given over by Yerusha, therefore by Matna Shchimra also it works. And the second teretz is, even a milva alpeh, there is a way to give it over by Maimut Shloshtan, that's a Takana Darabanon, as we saw in Daf Kuf Memdal Amud Aleph. This is one of the three things that Shavinu Rabbanon Kehilchos Abuloy Taima. Now we have to clarify over here, what exactly is the pshat in this din, that a milva alpeh cannot be given over by Kinyan? As we'll see, there's important Machlekes Rashi and Taisis in Ksubus Daf Nun Hei. Taisus over here as well, Dibur Maschil Shchimra discusses this point, and that is that we know that a Kinyan Sudr does not work to be Makin a Milva Alpeh. The question is, what about Kinyan Agav? We know the din is that if a person buys Karka, Agav that he could also be Kinyan Metatlin, would this work also for a Milva Alpeh? If a person is being Kinyan Karka from someone else, could at the same time he also get the Milva Alpeh, Agav the Karka? So Rashi and Ksubis Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis and Dibur Maschil Matna Shchimra, he quotes Er Din, that b'shchimra sh'omar atznu avasi l'pleini ha'avasi l'pleini, and he explains by a bari this would not work. Rashi says, why does this not work by a bari? She'ein matbeya nikne b'chalipin ela agav karka. The reason why kinyan chalifim does not work to be makna a chayiv is because the chayiv is a matbeya, and ain't matbeya nikdem bechalipin. This actually is difficult to understand what exactly does he mean that chayiv is matbeya. Kipshutai, matbeya means if he wants to be kinyan actual money, Gemara tells us that kinyan siddur does not work to be kinyan money. Here, however, we're not trying to make a kinyan on actual matbeyais, we're trying to be makna a chayiv. Why would this klal of ain matbeya nikdem bechalipin apply over here? Abuchan and the Kevich Yurim, both in Ksubis and in Esrig as well, he discusses this Rashi. He has the time to say that maybe the din of Rashi is only true in a case where he lent cash. If Reuven lends money to Shimon, so the tefillah that Reuven has on Shimon is to be tevea coins, money, therefore the din will be a matzbea nikna b'chalipin. Why bad in a case where Reuven lends an item to Shimon and Shimon has to pay back a similar item? Abuchan says perhaps in that case Rashi would be maskim that we would not apply this klal of a matzbea nikna b'chalipin. Perhaps a Kenyan Sudder would work. Rakapan Rashi of there is mavur that this is a clause specifically as far as kinyan chalipin, that kinyan chalipin cannot work to be makna achayiv. Rashi's mavur clearly over there that a kinyan agav would work. Kinyan agav works to be kind of actual matbeis, therefore achayiv also, which Rashi says, is similar to matbeis. That's the reason why kinyan sudr does not work, but a kinyan agav would work. Taisus over there in Ksubis and Dibur Maschol Shem Omar, he argues on Rashi. He says the reason why kinyan chalipin does not work to be makna achayiv is not because ein matbeya nikna bechalipin, rather it's because it's something which is not be'en. Kinyanim cannot be nitfas on davar she'ina be'en, and the truth is this is how the Rashbam says in Ersig as well. Lashon of the Rashbam Bayos is ein yochel haknis lechaveri milva alpeh deloitza nitna ve'en kinyan teifis elo b'davar shehu be'en. Since the actual money is not here, so the tefi is on something which is ein be'en, and a kinyan cannot be nitfas on a davar she'ina be'en. Agapam Taisav then Ksuba says, since that's the chesaron, so even with a kinyan agav also, one would not be able to be makna achayiv. Now, we just mentioned that we discussed in the previous shiur what exactly is the chesaron that achayiv cannot be given over b'kinyan. We had two tzadim, which the achrayim talk about, Rab Chaim, and Rab Chanan, is the pshat that it's a chesaron in the achayiv. Achayiv is a lav barakna, it's not something which could be given over b'kinyan. Or it's a chesaron in the maisa kinyan, it's not shaykh to do a maisa kinyan on achayiv. Over there, we're talking about a case of a milva b'shtar. Some Rishonim, the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, is that even Milva Bishtar, which the din is that you could sell, B'Ksivo B'Mesiro, that's only a din Darabanon. Midaraisa, even if you have a Milva Bishtar and you give it over B'Ksivo B'Mesiro, also the din is that the Kenyan is not Chal. We mentioned Rav Chanan, who explains that according to these Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam, the Gemara there which says, that Meicher Shtar Chayv L'Chaveri V'Chazru M'Mochel Y'Mochel, the Pshat is, that since the Mechir was only Chal M'Darabanon, therefore the Mava could be Meichel L'Chayv. And we asked, even if it's only the Rabbanon, Lamaisa the Mechir was Chal, now the Chayv is owned by the Kaina, why is it that the Meicher could still be Meichel the Chayv? And Rabbi Chanan explained that even though we do find other types of Kinyanim the Rabbanon, here this Takana is different, because here the Takana is on something which Be'etzim is not Shaykh to have a Kinyan at all. A Chayv is a Lav Bar Hakna, as opposed to other types of Kinyanim the Rabbanon, where the Chayv is Roy for a Kinyan, just the Rabbanon will Mechadish a new type of a Kinyan. The other din is that once the kinyan darabonon is done, the item is owned fully by the kine, and the meicher will have no rights in it at all. Mashenkin, in this case, Rabbi Chanan explains, Rabbesim the chayv is a lav bar hakna, even after the darabonon were mesakin that it could be given over b'ksivo mesira, still we consider it to belong to the meicher midereisa, for that reason the meicher could still be meichel. Akpanam, that's a raya to the tzad, that a chayv is a lav bar hakna bichlal. We also mentioned Rabbi Chaim, who's medayik in the Rambam, the other way around. It's not the pshat that the chayiv is a lav barakna, rather the pshat is that a maisa kinyan is not nitvas on the chayiv. Akapam, to get back to our nidoin, it's important to mention that if you hold like the sheet of the Rashi and Ksubas daf nun hey, the only reason why kinyan chalipin does not work on the chayiv is because ein matbeya nikna bechalipin. It's a din specifically as far as certain kinyanim that they don't work to be makna chayiv. As you see with other kinyanim, it does work. Kinyan akav does work to be makna the chayiv. Akarach, the pshat is that the chayiv is a barakna. The whole nidin d'achrenim is only negay if you hold not like the shita of Rashi, right? Like the Tosfos in Ksubas daf nun hey, as well as the Mashmais of the Rashbam over here in Ersugyo, they say the reason why it cannot be makna chayiv is because it's davar she'ena be'en. Then ready you can have two tzadim. What exactly is the chesaron? Is the pshat that since it's ena be'en, it cannot be given over, it's not shayach, it's a lav barakna, or the pshat is simply in the maisa kenyan, it's not shayach for the maisa kenyan to be nitvas on a davar she'ena be'en. Now another important point is that if you hold like the tzad that be'etzim achayiv is a barakna, it's just that it's not shaykh for a maisa kinyan to be nitvas on the chayiv. If so, what is the pshat in the nidin of our sugyo that milsa the less of a bari, less of a b'shchimira, And because that, the Gemara asks, how could you say that Shechim Rasha Omer Tznu Havasig Lepleini, Havasig Lepleini, the Chayr Tzemulsa, the Lesser Bebari, Bishnama, if you hold that the Chasaran is Mitzad the Chayiv, Chayiv is not something which could have Kinyonim, and we can understand that if it's Lesser Bebari, it's also Lesser Beshchimera. If, however, you go like the other Tzad, which Reb Chaim says, Bedasa Rambam, it's only Chasaran in the Maisa Kinyon, it's not trying to do a Maisa Kinyon on the Chayiv. If so, why should we say that if it's Milsa, the Lesser Bebari, Lesser Beshchimera, it's only Chasaran in the Hecha Timtza? There's no means of doing a Maisa Kinyan for a Bari. But a Shchimera, where we have the Chiddush of Dvarav Kiksuvniku Mesurin Domi, you don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan. Why should we say just because it's less of a Bari, it's also less of a Shchimera? This point is discussed in Navi Ezri, Reb Shach, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Nachlois, Halacha Dalid. He brings this Reb Chaim and he asks his Kash on Reb Chaim. And Chari, we have to say, this is Mavur in the Sugya, that most of the less of a Bari, less of a Shchimera is not a din in Lomdus. It has to be that practically there's a way of giving it over by a Bari. If practically there's no way of giving over this Chayfetz for a Bari, even if it's only because of a Chesaron and Hecha Timtza, we don't have any Maisa Kenin which would work on this Chayfetz, still we would apply the Klal of most of the less of a Bari, less of B'Shchimera. By B'Shchimera also he cannot give it over, even though with him there's no lack of means of giving it over, he could give it over with his Dibor. The Pshat is that since the Maskanas HaGemara, the whole Klal of Dvarav Kiksuvin Kumasurim Dami is the Takana Derabanan, it would make sense to say that the Rabbanon only made this takana in a case where a Bari has a means of giving it over with a Maisa Kinyan, that Machadash and a Shchimra could give it over even with a Dibur without a Maisa Kinyan. If practically there's no way for a Bari to give it over, a Shchimra also would not be able to give it over by Amira. And we could add a little bit further, Hezber, since the whole reason they were Mesakin this takana is Kadesh like Titra of Daitoy, is only a Chshash of Titra of Daitoy in a case where a Bari has a way to give over this Matana, he just has to do a Maisa Kinyan. There's a Chshash. And if we would require a Maisa Kinyan from a Shchimera also, he may get distressed, he's trying to do a Kinyan, he's anxious that the Kinyan may not get done until it's too late. This could bring him to Tir Fadas. But Shaykin, if it's the type of thing where he knows even a Bari would not have a way to give it over, there's no Maisa Kinyan that a Bari could do to make the Matana Chal, so this Shchimera also, he would not get distressed trying to get a Kinyan done before it's too late. This is all specific as far as the Din of Shchimera, that Dvarav Kichsuv Nechum Esurim Dami. It would come out that according to this, other places where we find that a kinyan could be chal al yidei amira, for example, if he's makdish something, din is amirasi legvaya kimisirasi lehedit. So if a person is makdish a chayv, since ba'etzem a chayv is a bar hakna, it's shaykh to be given over, it's just a chasar in the maisa kinyan. So here where the Torah says that amira works instead of the maisa kinyan, so the din is that one would be able to be makdish a chayv with amira. The maisa, this is the machaykis vishaynim between the Baal Amar and the Rif in the beginning of the fourth parak of Baba Kama. The Rif holds that one cannot be Makdash HaChayiv, and the Baal Amar holds that one can be Makdash HaChayiv. But Akupanim, here in Ersugya, by Matnash Chimra, which is Chal Ba'amira, that's the Takana's Chachamim, and as we explained, the Chacham made their Takana that Amira works only in a case where Bari would be able to give over this Matana with a Maisa Kinyan. Now go back to the Machaykis between Rashi and Taisis in Ksubis Dafnan Hei. One of the kashas that Taisis over there asks on the Rashi is from Ersugya. Ersugya's Mevur, that being Makna Chayiv is most of the lesser Bebari, and for that reason the Gemara wants to say that it should also be lesser B'Shchiv Mira. The only way the Gemara finds which Bebari can give over a Halva is either B'Yerusha or B'Maim B'Shloshtam. The Gemara does not find any other way. And Taisa asks that according to Rashi, there is another way one could give over a Chayiv with a Kinyan Agav. If so, it should be Milsa de Isa Bebari. Therefore, it should work also that a Shchiv Mira should be able to give over a Chayiv with Amira. So Taisa's Bayas addresses this issue in the top Taisa's Dibur Maschal Shchiv Mira. He quotes the Gemara earlier in the Masechta Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and he brings a Raya from there, depending on the girsa of that Gemara, there may be a Raya that with Kinyan Agav one could give over a Milva al Peh. The Gemara there says, Rav Papa Havli Tracer Alfi Zuzi Bechuzoi Akninu Nalei L'Rav Shmuel Bar Acha Agav Asifa De Beisei. Rav Papa had 12,000 Zuz, which was by someone else, and he wanted to send Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to go pick up the money. The Gemara says, in order for him to do that, he was makna that money over to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. This way, the one who had the money would be willing to give it over to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha without hesitation, because he was the one who deserved the money now. And how is this Kinyan done? How did Rav Papa give the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha? The Gemara said he did it Agav Aseifa de Beisei. He used Kinyan Agav. In other words, he gave him a piece of karka, and Derech Agav, along with that, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was kind of the money. Now, Taisus brings that there are those who are Geiris, and if we take a look in the Gemara in Baba Kama, Tafkuv Daud Amud Beis, the identical Gemara appears over there, and the Geirsa that we have Bifoninu in Baba Kama is that Rav Papa have a masik bay tracer alpha zuzi. Rav Papa was owed the money, in other words, it was a chayiv. According to the Gersa that we have over here in Baba Basra, without the word masik, so you could possibly say there was not a chayiv, rather it was money be'en, and he wanted to send Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to pick up the money which was there. But if your Gers masik, then clearly it's talking about a chayiv, and you see that you could give over a chayiv with a kinyan agav. Akapana back to Taisus Bayas, he's bothered by this kasha. If the din is that one could be makin a milval peh with a kinyan agav, what is the Gemara over here bothered that this is a milsa de lesa babari, therefore it should be lesa b'shchiv mera? The Gemara should say that it's isa babari because one could be makin over the chayiv with kinyan agav. Now Taisus answers this kasha and he says, the fact that it could be given over with kinyan agav, that would not be enough to make it considered isa babari. Taisus says, since it's loy motzi lahaknais b'loy dover acher im halva, the choshev isa babari. Since there's no way of being makna l'halva on its own, the only way to do it is if you have a piece of karka and you're giving over the karka, agav the kinyan on the karka, the halva also goes over, that would not be enough to make it isa babari. It has to be that on its own it's able to be given over, otherwise it would be called lesa babari. Taisus did not exactly explain what is this for over here, why is kinyan agav not enough to be considered isa babari. In the contemporary Sram, they want to say that this would be totally in the Chakira, which the Divrei Yecheskel talks about in Simin Mem Dalid. What exactly is the Mahus of Kinyan Agav? There are two possible ways of understanding how Kinyan Agav works. One side is to say that when Reuven wants to sell Shimon both Karka and Metaltalin, or if he wants to give him Bematana Karka and Metaltalin, once Shimon does a Maisa Kinyan on the Karka, for example, Chazaka, if he does some type of work on the Karka, that's considered also a Maisa Kinyan on the Metaltalin. The second side would be that it's not the pshat that the Maisa Kinyan on the Karka is also considered a Maisa Kinyan on the Metaltalin. Rather, the pshat is that in this case, the Metaltalin do not need a Maisa Kinyan. Because when he's trying to give over both Karka and Metaltalin, the Metaltalin is nisbatal to the Karka, it's considered secondary, it becomes like part of the Karka. Therefore, once the Maisa Kinyan is done on the Karka, the Metaltalin is given over as well, even without a Maisa Kinyan. So again, the first side is that the Maisa Kinyan on the Karka is considered to be nisyachis to the Metaltalin as well, and therefore it's considered that the Metaltalin is given over b'maisa kinyan. The second side is that the maisa kinyan on the karka is not attributed to the Metaltalin, but in this case the Metaltalin could be given over without any maisa kinyan at all. And the Chayinim say that perhaps this is what Taisus means here as well, according to the second side, that the way kinyan agav works is that the Metaltalin does not need a kinyan. If so, we can understand what Taisus means to say, that if the only way we find that halva could be given over by a bari is with a kinyan agav, that would not be enough to be considered isa bebari. The pshat is because the bari really does not have a way of giving over the halva with a maisa kinyan. The only thing that he can do is he could be makna together with the karka, and in that way the halva does not need a maisa kinyan. It's given over without any kinyan at all. That's not isa bebari. Isa bebari has to be that there's a way that the bari could give it over with a kinyan. Finding a way that the halva could be given over without needing a maisa kinyan, that's not enough to be considered isa bebari. Now Taisus continues on and he brings a ray to this. The fact that halva could be given over with agav, that would not be enough to be considered isa bebari. Taisus says because the case which the Gemara had been talking about on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where Shchiv Merah said yider pleni bebayis zeh or yoichel pleni peres dekal zeh, the Gemara over there said loy omar klum, and the Gemara explained since it's less of bebari, therefore it's less of b'shchiv merah. When a bari says yider pleni bebayis zeh or yoichel pleni peres dekal zeh, also it doesn't work either because it's aim by mamish or because it's less of ba'ilam. The Hakapanim Taisus says, L'chayra, there is a way of giving over diras bayis or achilas peres. If the Naisen would say, I'm giving you bayis loder boy or dekel lechol peresov, there the din will be that the receiver does get the diras bayis and the achilas peres. And still we say that it's less of a bari. Why is it less of a bari? Akarchel upshat is, since there's no way he could give over achilas peres without the dekel or the diras bayis without the bayis, so too Taisus says, as far as the halva, if the only way halva could be given over is agav karka, that would not be enough to be considered isa bebari. Now the problem with this, and Rabbi Kreger discusses this kasha, Taisus' comparison seems to be very difficult to understand. If a person gives over a bayis loderboy or dekel alecho peresov, there obviously the kinyan does work on the diras bayis and on the achilas peres. The pshat is because the receiver got the bayis itself, he now has a kinyan in the actual house, and mainly he has the rights to live in it. Where he has a kinyan in the actual dekel, and Mameli gets the peres. What's the comparison to our case, where a bari has a way of giving over the halvot with a kinyan of agav? There, he's being makna two different things at the same time. He's being makna a piece of karka, and once he's doing that, he also has a means of being makna over the halva. Perhaps that would be enough to be considered isa b'bari. We found a way that a bari can give over the halva. Ashenking diras bayis and achilas peres, there's no way that a person can give over diras bayis. It's something which is intangible, it's not shaykh to do a kinyan on it, and there's no way he could give over Paris. The fact that he could give over a bias and memela, the receiver gets the diras bias, or the fact that he could give over the dekel and memela, the receiver gets the Paris dekel, that's not a comparison bechlal. This is the kasha of Rabbi Kuveger on the raya of Tosfos. We'll leave this as a kasha. One could take a look in the Sefer Ayelas HaShachar from Rabbi Steinman Shlita, who brings the teretz to this kasha. Now I'll continue on in this Tosfos over here. Towards the end of the Tosfos, he explains the pshat in the teretz of Rav Papa. The Gemara, there are two terutzim to the kasha. Again, the kasha was, how can we say that most of the lesser bebari, lesser b'shchivmira, Rav Amar of Nachman said that a shchivmira could give over with his words a hava of milvah peh, even though we know that by a bari there's no way he could give over a milvah peh. And this Gemara brought two terutzim. The first says from Rav Papa, hayol v'gerish yersha, since a milvah peh does go over b'yerusha, therefore a shchivmira could also give over a milvah peh. And the second teretz, Rav Acha Breder of Iko, he said the pshat is, since we do find that a bari could give over a milvah peh with a kinyan of maimid shloshdon, that's enough to be considered isa bebari. Now Tosfos explains that the two terutzim of the Gemara, Rav Papa and Rav Acha Breder of Iko, are fundamentally different. The pashtus we would have learned, and what Rav Papa says, hayav yerush yersha, he means to say that we do find a way that a bari can give over a milvah peh, therefore it's called isa bebari, even though he cannot do a regular maisa kinyan, but it does go over birusha. Once we find that a bari has a way to give it over, therefore a shchimer also has the din that he could give it over with his amira. Similar to the second teretz, Rav Acha Breder of Iko, his teretz surely is along these lines, that maimer shloshdon is a way that a bari can give over a milvah peh, that's enough to be considered isa bebari, and that's why a shchimer also could give it over with his words. Now Tosfos, however, understands differently. Tosfos understands that when Rav Papa said hayov yerush yersha, he does not mean to say that this is the reason why it's called isa bebari. Tosfos apparently holds that if the only way a bari could give it over is by him dying and then going over to his yershim, that would not be enough to be considered isa bebari. What Rav Papa means to say is something else, that inechanami is really less a bebari. There is no way that a bari could give over a milvah peh. It still then is that if a shchimra says to give over a halva, the matana is chal, Tosfos explains the pshat is because man da shchimra works al derech yerusha. This is the lashon of the Gemara daf kuf mem tesumad alif. Matna shchimra ki yerusha shavi rabbanon. The rabbanon say that the matana works al derech yerusha. Therefore, even though we do have a cloud that most of the lesser bebari lesser b'shchivmira, still in a case where it's lesser bebari, there's no way a bari can give it over. But lemaisa, if he dies, it does go over b'yerusha. Like in this case, a milvah peh, there's no way a bari can give it over. But if he dies, and there still is a milvah which is by him at the time he dies, the avod does go over to his yarshim. Therefore, as far as matna shchivmira as well, this din is also true. If the shchivmira has something which he wants to give over b'matana, and there's no way that lemaisa kinyan works on this item. But still, if it's the type of item which does go over b'yerusha, then it will also go over with a matna shchivmira, since the matana of a shchivmira also works similar to the mahalach of yerusha. Now, I'll just add that Rav Acha Breder of Iko, who did not like the teretz of Rav Papa, b'stam he also held that matna shchivmira ki yerusha shavi rabbanon. We don't find that anyone argues on that, that matna shchivmira works al derech yerusha. Apparently, Rav Acha Breder of Iko still held that the takana de rabbanon of divrei shchivmira k'ksuvinik and mesurin dami, that with an amira alone that accomplishes the kinyan, the rabbanon only made that takana by a type of thing which could be given over by a bari with a ma'isa kinyan. If there's no way that a bari could give it over with a ma'isa kinyan, then there is no takana that divrei shchivmira k'ksuvinik and mesurin dami. Even if it is the type of thing that if a bari would die, it would be given over by yerusha, Vacha holds that that's still not enough for us to say by a shchivmira that it could be given over with an amira alone. Now, in the Etzem Pshat of Tosfos, the way he understands the Shita of Rav Papa, Tosfos is medayek like this Pshat in the words of the Gemara, because when Rav Papa says, Hayol v'yerush yersha, he doesn't say the way Rav Acha Breder of Iko says it. Rav Acha Breder of Iko says, Halva isa b'bari, and he explains, because it's isa b'maymit shloshtan. Rav Papa does not use those words, that it's isa b'bari, hayol v'yerush yersha. From here, Tosfos proves, like his Pshat, that Rav Papa does not mean to say that this is the reason why it's considered isa b'bari. The Lashon of the Rashbam over here in Dibur Maschul Mashani seems to be Mashma at the beginning of the Rashbam. Al Derech Tosfos, he quotes the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Tes as well, that Matna Shchivmira is Ki Yerusha Shavi Rabbanon. The last two lines of the Rashbam seem to be Mashma otherwise. He says, Hokach Kivan to Issa B'Yerusha, Issa B'Matna Shchivmira. Those few lines would be Mashma more like the original Pshat we said, that Rav Papa also means to say that this is the reason why it's considered Issa B'Bari. Now I mentioned an interesting point from Rabbi Chanan in the Kaibet Shiurim, Is Tov Kuf Chof Aleph. He says the nafkamina between the two terutzim, the teretz of Rav Papa and the teretz of Rav Acha Breder of Iko. This is regardless of how you understand Rav Papa, Whether Hail for Yoresh Yosha is the reason why it's called Issa Babari, or the way Tosis learns that you don't need Issa Babari in this case, Rakopan Rav Acher Beit Derika did not hold of Rav Papa. He held even something which could be given over by Yerusha. Still, if there's no way that a Bari could give it away with a Maisa Kinyan, that's called less of a Bari, and the deal will be that a Matna Shechimer also does not work. Rav Acher had to find the case of Maimed Shloshdon. That's the way that a Bari could actually give it over with a Maisa Kinyan. And Rav Acher says, a Nafka Mina would be, what happens if a Shechimer tries to give over something which is Enoi Bershusai? For example, a Chifetz HaGozol. If the Shechimer had an item which had been stolen from him, right now it's still by the Gazlin, and the Shechimer wants to give it over b'matana to someone. Now we know the klal is that a davar she'ene b'shusay, a ma'isa kinyan does not work on it. For example, if one wants to sell the chifetz hagozel or give it away b'matana, then eventually when the gazlan is found, the mekabel matana or the kine will own the chifetz. Then is that a ma'isa kinyan does not work on a davar she'ene b'shusay. Meaning even though he owns the chifetz still, but still it's not under his jurisdiction, a ma'isa kinyan or also a ma'isa hakdosha, if he tries to be makdash it, the din is that it's not chal. And the question is, what happens if a shechimra tries to give over something which is enei b'shusai? A chavis which had been stolen from him, and he hopes to get it back, and he wants to give it now with matana to someone. Is the matna shechimra chal in this case? And Rav Acher says it would be dependent on the two terutzim of the Gemara, the teretz of Rav Papa and the teretz of Rav Acher Beit Derevika. According to Rav Papa, the din is hoyel v'yoresh yorsha, anything which could be given over by Yerusha, the din is that a matna shechimra works on it. If so, even a davar she'ene b'shusai also could be given over b'matna shechimra, because the klal is that a davar she'ene b'shusai does go over b'yerusha. If a person dies, and at the time he died, there was a chavis which had been stolen from him, and it's still by the gazlin, so when he dies, it goes over b'yerusha, now the yerush now owns the chavis. If eventually they get it back from the gazlin, the yerush will own it. If so, according to Rav Papa, the same would also be true by matna shechimra. If he gives over b'matana a davar she'ene b'shusai, since Yerusha could be chal on a davar she'ene b'shusai, the matna shechimra would also work. Mashenkin, according to Rav Acher Beit Derevika, he holds that it's not enough that it could be given over by Yerusha. We have to find a way that a bari could give it over with a ma'isa kinyan. So by davar she'ene b'shusai, there is no way that it could be given over by ma'isa kinyan. Even by ma'imet shloshtan, it cannot be given over. Therefore, the deal will be that a matna shechimra would not work on a davar she'ene b'shusai. The truth is, Rabbi Chananel there mentions that it's really machlokes rishonim whether Maimed Shloshtan works on a davar she'ene b'shusai. The sheet of the Baal Amar in the beginning of the fourth parak of Baba Kama is that Maimed Shloshtan does not work on a davar she'ene b'shusai. The Rabban, however, in the Melchamas, he argues, he holds that the kind of Maimed Shloshtan does work on a davar she'ene b'shusai. So this nafkamina Rabbi Chananel would be negay in the sheet of the Baal Amar, according to the sheet of the Ramban, that even Rav Acher Beit Derevika would hold that a davar she'ene b'shusai can be given over by matna shechimra, since we do find that it can be given over with the kinyan of Maimed Shloshtan. Now we'll continue on to the next Gemara. Ibay lahu dekal le'echad u'peirosev le'acher mahu. Mishir mokim peri oiloi shir. Now there are two totally different mahalchim to understand this entire sugya. The mahalch of the Rashbam connected the mahalch of Tosfos. The mahalch of Tosfos is the way most Rishonim learn. The Rashbam learns the whole sugya. The discussion is, as far as the din of the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, that which the Mishnah is mechalik between matna shechimra shashir karka kol shehu and loishir karka kol shehu, then is that if he's not meshayer anything, then if he gets better, he gets back the matana. If he was meshayer something, then even if he gets better, he does not get the matana back. That's the nidin of the Gemara over here as well. When is it considered shir karka kol shehu? The original shayla of the Gemara was where he gave the dekel to one person and the payer's dekel to someone else. And the question is perhaps that when he gave the dekel to one person, He was Mishayah, the Mokam Peris, the branches on the tree which the Peris grow from, that he did not intend to give to the first person. And when he gave the Peris as well, he also didn't give away the Mokam Peris. So he himself retains those Mokam Peris. Therefore, this would be considered a case where he's Mishayah Karka Kol Shehu, and the deal will be that even if he gets better, he does not get back the Matano. Or do we say that when he gave away the Dekel, he gave away also the Mokam Peris, and afterwards he gave away the Peris themselves, he's not left with anything? This would be a case of Loishir Karka Kol Shehu, and the din will be that if he gets better, he gets back the entire Matana. This was the first Safik of the Gemara. As far as the second Safik of the Gemara, the Rashbam brought two Lashainis. The Lashon which he goes with Lameisa is, the Safik is in a case where he said originally, when he was giving the Matana to the first person, he said, I'm giving you to Dekel Chutzmi Peiroisov. He uses an extra Lashon of Chutzmi Peiroisov. Even without that Lashon, his Matana would have only included the Dekel and not the Peiris. Now if he was Moisif an extra Lashon, the Gemara has it sad to say, that's Megal to us that he means to be Mashiach for himself, the Mokoim of the Gidol Peiris. Or do we say, no, even in this case, he was not mashar any part of the dekel for himself? This second suffix, the Gemara was poshet. Here, surely the din is that since he used an extra lashon, that's megala to us, that he meant to keep for himself the branches, and therefore this would be considered a case of shayar karka kol shehu, and if he gets better, the din will be that still the matana is niskayim. This is the mahalach of the Rashbam, and then as we said, most Rishonim argue on the Rashbam. There's a number of kashas which they ask. One kasha is that this whole discussion doesn't belong here. The Gemara should bring this discussion later on when we discuss the part of the Mishnah of shayar karka kol shehu, what's considered a shayar. This is the Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis. The way the Rashbam learns the Shaila over here, this Shaila really should belong later on. Tosfos asks other kashas as well, and because of these kashas, the Rishonim learn a whole different pshat in the suffix of the Gemara. We're not referring to that which the Mishnah discusses the din of Shaila Karka Kol Shehu, and we're going back on the previous Gemara, that which Rav Nachman said that if Yeshchiv Merah says, Yecho Pliny Peres Dekel Zeh, the din is that the Kinyan is Nachal, he has to use the lashon of tnu dekel zeh l'pleini v'yoichel peirosov, otherwise it's a problem of a kinyan on a dover shloi b'lo eilom. And the suffix of the Gemara here is, as far as this klal of kinyan on a dover shloi b'lo eilom, what happens in a case where he gives the dekel to one person, then he gives the peiros dekel to someone else? And the suffix is, do we say that originally when he gave the dekel to one person, he was mishayer, he left over the part of the tree where the peiros grew, that was not part of the first matana, and when afterwards when he gives the peiros to the second person, he's really giving him dekel lipeirosov. The second person is getting a chelik in the dekel, the part where the peiros grow from, and therefore it's not a problem of a kinyan on a dover shloi b'lo eilom. Or do you say that he was not mishayer? Originally, when he gave the dekel to the first person, he gave him the entire tree, every single part of it. Therefore, when he gives the second person the peiros, it's a problem because it's a dover shloi b'lo eilom. He's not giving the second person any part of the dekel. The second suffix of the Gemara is, even if you say in the first case it's considered that he was not mishayer, he gave the entire dekel to the first person, therefore the second person does not get anything, because the second person was only given peiros, and that's davar shloi b'lo eilom. The Gemara is a suffix, what happens in a case where he gave the dekel to one person, and he's mishayer the peiros for himself? He didn't give the peiros to a second person, he wanted to keep the peiros for himself. The Gemara has a tzad to say that maybe even if you hold in the first case, when he gave away the dekel, he gave every part of the dekel. Maybe in the second case, when he wanted to be mishayer the peiros for himself, here he means to be mishayer even the makom peiros. Therefore, it would not be a problem of a dover shloi b'lo eilom. And the Maaseh, this is how the Gemara was poshet, that in this case, where he was mishayer the peiros for himself, we assume that he meant to be mishayer part of the dekel as well, and therefore the din is that he is able to keep the peiros, it's not considered a dover shloi b'lo eilom. Now, there are a few points to clarify in this mahalach, the way Tosfos and the Rishonim learned the sfeikus of the Gemara. Firstly, we have to clarify, are we talking about a case of a shchiv merah, or are we talking about a case of a bari? So in the first suffix of the Gemara, we gave the dekel to one person and the peiros to someone else. Kipshutei, this case could be talking about either a bari or a shchiv merah. The suffix is, when he gave the peiros to the second person, is he giving him only peiros, which is a problem of a dover shloi b'lo eilom, or is he getting a chelik in the dekel? So surely by a bari this question is negeya. A bari definitely cannot give someone an kinyan on a dover shloi b'lo eilom, but it's even negeya on a shchiv merah, as the Gemara brought before, Rav Amar of Nachman, he's mechadesh to us that a shchimer also cannot give someone a kinyan on a dover shloi b'lo eilom. This is the pashas of the first suffix of the Gemara, and the Rashba is mashma like this as well, that the first suffix could be talking about either a bari or a shchimera. As far as the second suffix of the Gemara, so Tosfos and Dir Baschal Yibayluhu, towards the end of Tosfos, it's mashma that Tosfos had a tzad to say the case is talking about dafka shchimera. In the case where he was a bari, it would be pashat to us, and when he gives away the dekel, he means to retain for himself the mokum where the peiros grow. Only in the case where he's a shchiv mirah, that's what the Gemara has a tzad to say, maybe he means to give away all parts of the dekel and retain for himself only the actual peiros. But HaKopanim Tosfos is mevur, the second suffix of the Gemara could be talking about a shchiv mirah, possibly maybe talking about a bari as well. The Rashba, however, quotes Bashem the Ravid, he understands that the second suffix of the Gemara cannot possibly be talking about a shchiv mirah. The reason is because a shchiv mirah, the din is that when he gives his matana, the matana is only chal la'achar miso. That's when the chalos of the matana takes place. And at that point, the nois of the matana is no longer alive. How could the Gemara possibly say a svara kol legabe atzmoy ba'ayin yofa mishayir? That when he's leaving over something for himself, he leaves it over ba'ayin yofa. That's how the Gemara's poshet the second shayla, that he means to retain for himself not only the peiros, but even the mokam gidol ha-peiros. Therefore, it's not a problem of dover shloi b'lo eilom. In the case of matna shchiv merah, he's not leaving it over for himself. Since anyways the matana is only chal alachar miso, the question is going to be legabi his yorshim, if the shiur works, then Eli Yoshim will be able to get the peiros on the tzad that they still have a chilek in the dekel itself, or the shiur does not work because he gave away all parts of the dekel. Rakapam, since the question is as far as his Yoshim are concerned, not as far as he himself is concerned, because now already it's lachar miso, so there is no sfar to say that he's mishayir ba'ayin yofe. Therefore, the Rav learns that this second suffix of the Gemara is not talking about a shchimera, it's bedafka talking about a bari. The Rashba himself argues on the Ravid. He says we could be talking about a case of a matna shchimera, even by a shchimera it's shaykh this sfar that he's mishayir ba'ayin yofe. Firstly, the Rashba says any case where we're talking about what he's giving away and what he's keeping, even if the chelik which he's keeping is not going to end up being for himself, it's still shaykh this sfar that he's mishayir ba'ayin yofe. And secondly, the Rashba says the ones who are going to get the peiros are going to be his yorshim, his sons, or whatever other yorshim may be, and then also it's shaykh this sfar that he's mishayir for them ba'ayin yofe. Rakapam, this is an important machlekes rishonim. What is the second case talking about? According to Tosfos, it could be talking about a shchimera, and the Rashba as well learns like that. According to the Rav, it has to be talking about dafka bari. Now, another important point to be made, as far as the way these rishonim learn the sugya, is that which the Gemara in the second suffix has a tzad to say, that when he gives away the dekel, perhaps he means to be mishayir for himself only the peiros and no part of the dekel itself. If that's what his intentions were, the din would be that the shiur does not work. It's not shaykh to retain for himself only the peiros, unless he also retained a part of the dekel, since the peiros are a dover shaloi b'la'ilam. Now, Tais himself already points out, this is different than the question about a kinyan on a dover shaloi b'la'ilam. Here he's not trying to make a transaction to give over to someone else something which doesn't yet exist. It's not the regular nidin of dover shaloi b'la'ilam, which is machlekes, whether a kinyan works on a dover shaloi b'la'ilam. Here it's a different question. He's trying to be mishayir for himself a dover shaloi b'la'ilam. He's giving away the dekel and he's trying to keep for himself the peiros which will eventually grow. So Tosfos brings a ra'i to this, that being mishayir davar shaloi b'la'ilam also does not work. The ra'i which Tosfos brings is from a gemara earlier in the Masechta, and daf samach gimel amud aleph. The case that the gemara over there is talking about is that a ben Levi sold a field to a Yisrael, and he says, Amanas she ma'aser rishon shali. He wants to retain for himself the peiros of ma'aser rishon, and then is that those peiros anyways have to go to a Levi. He wants to make sure that he's the Levi is going to get them, and therefore he tries to be Mishayir in the sale that he's keeping for himself the peiros of Ma'aser Rishon. And the Gemara says on this, Ein od makna dover shloi b'la'ilam, the shear does not work because the peiros are loy b'la'ilam. And the Gemara concludes, the only way he can do this is if he's Mishayir for himself, the makam of the Ma'aser. In other words, part of the field, the part which will grow the Ma'aser peiros, that part of the field he's retaining for himself, that's the only way the shear could work. Here as well, Taisa says, that's what the Gemara means to say, if he was not Mishayir for himself part of the Dekel, it's not Shach to be Mishayir, only the Peiris. The Rabbi Chanan over here in the Kibbutz Shurim, Ois Tov Kuf Chav Gimel, he points out that the Mashmois of the Gemara over there is, this would be telling the same Achleikis of Adam Makna Dovah Shalai Bel Oilam, or Ein Adam Makna Dovah Shalai Bel Oilam. In other words, if you would hold like the sheet of Rav Meir, that a person can be Makna Dovah Shalai Bel Oilam, then one would also be able to be Mishayir a Dovah Shalai Bel Oilam. The truth is, this is the Mashmois of Tosis over there as well, on Daf Samach Gimel, this is telling the Machlekes whether other Makna Dover Shloi B'Olam or not. The question of being Mishayir is telling that to Machlekes. And Rabbi Chanan asks, L'chara, being Mishayir Dover Shloi B'Olam, everyone should be Maskim does not work. If you sell a field, or in this case, if you sell a Dekel, and you're Mishayir the Peiros, so right now there are no Peiros, and the field was sold entirely, he doesn't own any part of the field, eventually when the Peiros do grow, obviously they should belong to the one who owns the field. Bishma, in the case where you're Makna Dover Shloi B'Olam, we can understand it's a machlekes over there. There he's doing a maisa kinyan on something which he's going to get at a later point, and the question is, eventually when he gets these peiros, is the kinyan chal at that time, and the peiros will belong to the one who he's makna them to. Here, however, he didn't do any maisa kinyan. Shiur just means he's retaining something for himself. Right now the peiros do not exist, so he didn't retain anything for himself. And the field which he sold entirely. No part of the field did he keep for himself. What is the tzad to say that the peiros should eventually belong to him, even if you do hold it, the sheet of Rameir, the other makna dover shloi b'la'ilam? Rabbi Chanan explains, al karcha, you have to say that when a person sells a field or a dekel and he's mishayir for himself the peiros, what he's really doing is he's making a kinyan. It's like he's being makna back to himself the peiros which will eventually grow. Rabbi Chanan himself says this is a difficult concept, but he says, al karcha, this has to be the case, that he's trying to be makna the peiros of the dekel back to himself, and therefore according to Rameir, who holds other makna dover shloi b'la'ilam, when eventually the peiros do grow, even though they grew on a dekel which belongs to someone else, but at that point the kinyan will be chal, and the peiros will come back to himself. Now continue on to the Gemara in Omer Beis. The Gemara there brings a memo from Rabbi Achabram and Yumi Omer of Nachman. Shchiv Merasha Kosov Kol Nechosov La'achirim V'Omad Einoi Choizer Chayshinan Shema Yeshle Nechosim B'Medina Acheres. On this, the Gemara asks from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if it's Lo Yishir Karka Kol Shehu, the din is Eimat Nosei Kayemes. The Gemara says the Mishnah has to be talking about one of two cases. Either the case was, he said, Kol Nechosai, he said, all my Nechosim should go to Pliny. In that case, even if he does have Nechosim, which we don't know about, still, since those Nechosim were also given away, he said, Kol Nechosai, that's the case where the Mishnah says, Eimat Nosei Kayemes, that if he gets better, the Matan is Batal. Or alternatively, the Gemara says the case could be talking about B'muchzik Lan D'Lesle, where we know for a fact that he does not have any other Nechosim. That case also, the din will be true that if he gets better, he gets back his Nechosim. As opposed to the din of Rabbi Achabram and Yumi, he's talking about in a case where we're not sure, we have a possibility that maybe he does have other Nechosim. In that case, the din is that if he gets better, he does not get back his Nechosim. Now the first point to be made over here is, and this is Mavur already in the Rishonim, the case has to be talking about where a Maisa Kinyan was done. If he did not do a Maisa Kinyan when he gave away the Nechosim, then clearly the din is that if he gets better, the Matana is Batal because Mamon of Shach. If there are no other Nechosim which he still owns, so then the din is partial, he gets back his Nechosim because he gave away everything. And if there are Nechosim which we don't know about, it's a Matana B'miktas, the din is, as we discussed already a number of times, the Maskana Segamon Daf Kufna Nal from Abbeis is Matna Shchiv Mera B'miktas Boi Kinyan. Since he only gave away Miksas Nechosim, so it's not classified as a Matna Shchimera, it's considered a Matnas Bari. That's the reason why, if he gets better, still the Matana is Niskayim. For the same reason, also the din is that you have to make a Kinyan. The Chiddush of Divrei Shchimera Kiksuvin Kemesurin Dami was not said. Therefore, in this case, Akarcha Maisa Kinyan was done. Therefore, the din is that if we don't know whether he has other Nechosim or not, we're Chayshish, perhaps he does have other Nechosim, and since he did a Maisa Kinyan, the din is that the Matana is Niskayim. Now the Rishonim over here all ask a very important question, and that is, how can we say that the din in this case is, since he may possibly have Nechosim in other places which you don't know about, therefore the Matana is Niskayim, why don't we say the klal of Amotzi Mechaveri Olav Araya? The Shchiv Merah was the original owner of these Nechosim. Now the question is the Matana valid or not? The burden of proof should be on the one who wants to receive the Matana. He should have to bring Araya, that even if the Shchiv Merah gets better, still the Matana is Niskayim. He should have to prove that there really are other Nechosim, and therefore it's a Matna Shchim Rabbi Miktas, and therefore he has the right to keep the Nechosim, even if the Shchim Rabbi gets better. Until he brings that right, we should assume that the Nechosim stay where they originally were, by the Noisin, by the Shchim Rabbi. This is a kasha which many Rishonim ask, and as we'll see, there are a number of terutzim to this kasha. So what would seem to be the most simple teretz, and this is brought in Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina actually has two terutzim to this kasha, but this is his first teretz, and the Rosh as well, in Simin Chof Aleph, he says this mahalach. That is that since, as we explained, the case of the Gemara is talking about where a Maisa Kinyan was done, once we know that the Shchiv Merah gave the Nechosim with the proper Maisa Kinyan, now the burden of proof to be Mevatel the Kinyan is on the Shchiv Merah. He would have to prove that he only gave the Nechosim Machmas Misa. Therefore, since in this case we don't have a clear proof, for all we know there may possibly be other Nechosim which we don't know about, therefore the din is that the Matana is Niskayim. In other words, in order to be Mevatel Matana, you need 100% clear Umdana. Otherwise, we assume that the Matana is Niskayim since a proper Kinyan had been done. This is a similar svar to that which we saw from the Yad Rima on the Mishnah Davkuf Menvav Amud Beis. He explains that the Umdana which the Gemara discusses over there, the Gemara says the Pshat in the Mishnah is based on an Umdana, and he says you only need an Umdana on the second case of the Mishnah, the case of Lo Yishir Karka Kol Shehu, the din is Eimat Nosei Kayemes. If he did not leave over anything and he got better, the din is that the Matana is Nisbatel. That, the Gemara says, is based on an Umdana. A person would not have given away all of his Nechosim unless he expects to die. Hashenk in the ratio of the Mishnah, the Yad Rama says, where he was Shire Karka Kol Shehu, it's not the Pshat that being Mishire Karka Kol Shehu is a Raya that he's still expecting to live and therefore his Matana will be Niskayim even if he gets better. Rather, the Pshat is in the ratio you don't need a Raya. And as long as you don't have an opposite Raya, there's no Umdana that he only gave the Nechosim because he thinks he's going to die, then really the din is that the Matana is Niskayim Becholayif and even if he gets better. Because since he did a proper Maisa Kinyan, he gave away his Nechosim, the only way we could be Iker that Kinyan is if we have a clear Umdana that he only gave a Machmas Misa. Yad Rama proves this, he says, because in the ratio of the Mishnah, when his Mashar Karka Kol Shehu, it's not clear that he's leaving it over because he thinks he's going to live. Maybe he's leaving it over in order to be Mekayim the Din Yerusha Dereisa. From here he proves that Akar in the ratio you don't need an Umdana. This is similar to the Svar which the Rishonim are saying here as well. When the Gemara says that if a person gives away all of his Nechosim,
but we're not sure. Perhaps he has nechassim which we don't know about. Then is that in that case, even if he gets better, the matana is niskayim. The Rishayim explained the pshat is because in order to be mevatel the matana after proper kinyan was done, you need a clear umdana. In order to have a clear umdana that the matana was machmas miso, we have to know definitely that he gave away everything. He doesn't have anything for himself. That the Gemara says is only true in a case where he gave his nechassim and used the lashon of kol nechassai, or alternatively in a case where it was muchsiklon, we knew for sure that he does not have any other nechassim. This is the teretz of Rabbein Yoina and the Rosh. Rabbein Yoina then goes on and brings a second teretz to this kasha. He says an interesting svara. He says that even if it would be considered like a sofik omdina, perhaps there are no other nechassim, he gave away everything, then we would know that the matana is machmas misa and it should be nizbatel. It's hacheni, perhaps there are nechassim which we don't know about and it's only matana b'miktas. If it's a sofik omdina, Rabbein Yoina says, then the din will be that dvarim should believe einam dvarim. Meaning, since Be'etzim he gave away his nechassim without any tnai, even if in his mind he was thinking that he's giving it machmas miso, Be'etzim there should be a problem over here of dvarim should believe einam dvarim. He didn't tell anyone that that's why he's giving his nechassim, because he thinks he's going to die. What's on his mind, lechair, should not play a role over here. Still, the pshat is that if we know for sure, it's clear to everyone at the time that he's giving the nechassim machmas miso, it would not be considered dvarim should believe. By giving away all of his nechassim, that's the way that he's expressing to us that he's giving it machmas misa, and it would not be considered dvarim shebeleiv. However, for that to be true, it has to be that it's clear to us at the time that he's giving away everything, and that leads us to conclude that it must be machmas misa. The moment it's a suffix to us, we're not sure if he's giving away everything or he really has nechassim somewhere else, then we go back to the din of dvarim shebeleiv einam dvarim, even if in truth it turns out that he really did give away everything, but since we didn't know that at the time, so although it was on his mind, but he didn't express it, dvarim shebeleiv einam dvarim, and it cannot be mevatel the kinyan. This is another teretz to the original kasha. Why don't we say that if it's a suffik, hamotzi mechaveri olav araya? I'll mention one final teretz, which the Rashba quotes b'shem the Ravid, and the Muki Yosef says similar to this. They say that from the fact that the Shechimra did not use the lashon of kol nechassai, he just enumerated his nechassim, he didn't say that I'm giving away everything. Usually if a person would be giving away all of his nechassim, it would be clear, he would say something to that effect. Since there was no connotation in his words that he's giving away everything, that would cause us to suspect that maybe really he does have other nechassim somewhere else, which we don't know about. That's why the Gemara says, "Chashinan shem yesh lo nechassim b'medina acheres." If it was an even suffix, we would say, "Hamotzi mechaveri olav araya." Here we have a reason to suspect that there really are other nechassim. Agapam, we have a number of truths to the kasha, but we have to understand, why is it that not all Yishayim agreed to the original teretz, the first teretz of Rabbein Yoina, which the Rosh says, that since he gave away his nechassim with a maisa kinyan, in order to be oikar the kinyan, has to be that there's a clear umdana of the opposite. We wouldn't say hamotzi mechaveri olav araya in a case where a person definitely gave away his nechassim, rather the other way around, the one who wants to be mevatel the kinyan, he should have to prove that there are grounds to be mevatel the kinyan. So Rabbi Chanan the Kibbutz Shiurim has an arichas about this, beginning in Ois Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. We'll just mention Bekitzer, the way he explains the Tutzdadim. Rabbi Chanan understands in this first teretz of Rabbeinu Yoina, that what Rabbeinu Yoina means to say is the klal of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday, which means if there's a Siba Vadois, a definite cause, in this case it means a definite cause that the Matana should be given over, since a proper Maisa Kinyan was done, and Mitzad Sheni you have a Sofik, which means a Sofik cause to be Mevatel the Siba Vadois, so we'll assume the Tzad of Vaday and not the Tzad of Sofik. In other words, here you don't say the regular klal of Moitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya, that klal would apply in a case where there's a Sofik Siba for the transaction. For example, if a person wanted to give over something and the Maisa Kinyan which was done was questionable, was it a valid Maisa Kinyan, that's considered a case where there's a suffix Siba for the transaction to take place. There we'll say Amitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya and we'll leave the item by the original owner. Here, however, where a proper Maisa Kinyan was done, there's a Siba Vadois for the transaction to take place, and there's a suffix if there's a Siba to be Mevatel the Vaday, they will say Ein Suffix Maisa Midei Vaday. Example to this is, if a person did a proper Maisa Kinyan to give over a Chayfetz, and there arises a Suffolk, perhaps there was a Tanai in this Nasina, so if we're not sure if there's a Tanai or not, also we say, Ein Tafik Moitzim Devaday, there definitely was a Nasina with the proper Kinyan, we're not sure if there's a Tanai to be Mevatel that Kinyan, Ein Tafik Moitzim Devaday. This is the Svar of Rabbeinu Yoina in his first Teretz. What is it sad in the Rishayim to say not like this? The Rishayim gave other truths and why did they not agree? Lachar, we should say, Ein Tafik Moitzim Devaday. So Rabbi Chanan explains that this would be different than the case of a Tanai. In the case of a Kiyam Tanai, there's a Siba Vadois that the transaction should take place right now, and the Safik is, did he make a Tanai, that the Matana is conditional, there we say, Ein Safik Moitzim De Vaday. However, in this case, by Matna Shchimra, Rabbi Chanan says, Eichnam, he did a proper Kinyan, which is a siva vadois for the transaction to take place. However, on the tzad, he's only giving it machmas misa, so he never gave the matana to be chal now. Matna shchimra is only chal la'achar misa. And if that's what he meant, to only give it la'achar misa, so when he gets better, he could be chayzer. So basically, the suffix is there a siba for the matana to be chal now, or is the siba for the matana to be chal later? This is not similar to the case of Ein Tzafik Moitzim Devadai. That's why the Rishayim did not want to say the Teres of Rabbeinu Yoina. They held that Besim Yishur said a Moitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya. The Makab Matana should have to bring a Raya that it was not a Matana Machmas Misa and it was intended to be Chal right away. In other words, he would have to prove that it was a Matana B'miktas. There are other Nechasim which he still owns. Otherwise, the Makab should not get the Matana. That's why the Rishayim gave other truths in why you don't say in this case a Moitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.